That's going to get interesting. And can you see public participation with a guy walking up with,
no.
with whatever he's got there? I don't know.
Mayor, I have one small question. And so I understand it, but what if somebody discharges a weapon? How does that fall into play?
Well, there's still some guardrails that are up. I mean, but when you listen to Cliff, some of those guardrails are starting to bend, right? And we still have red flag laws. There's still laws on the books that say, I think the specific terminology is, you know, you can't menace somebody, you can't harass somebody, you can't threaten somebody with your open carry or, you know, making some type of movement that does one of those things. You could have reckless conduct if they discharge a firearm in a private business. Right. So there's different methods to hold people accountable, but, you know, those methods seem to be going away.
And I could be wrong, but do we not have an ordinance about discharging a weapon in Ponce Inlet?
In Ponce Inlet we do, yes.
So
we do, but we're preempted. This whole thing started with being preempted by state law and not being able to make any local regulations that are enforceable. That's where it started.
Okay.
Now, as I understand that, because I researched that, you can discharge, you could take target practice in your yard
in this town. And I remember years ago that came up. We had that issue, and we shut them down because of our ordinance that you can't discharge a weapon, but now possibly you could.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll have to take the route of a noise violation.
Okay.
Chief, thank you. Mm-hmm. Cliff, thank you. Is there anyone in the public that has a specific question? Yeah, Barbara.
So, first of all, I was telling Michael that they were talking about the saw palmetto berries. He had an incident that he reported to Chief. Chief took care of it. But he said, 911 says berry pickers are not an emergency. So, apparently he tried to call 911 because he lives right next to the preserve, and 911 told him, no, that's not an emergency. And the other thing, Mr. Shepard, did you know there was an article in the News Journal today with the Attorney General saying there are all these exemptions, and I copied and pasted it for Chief?
Right. That's the problem. We're ahead of the Attorney General on this because, remember, well, you don't know this, but just let me share with you for those who care. The Attorney General did not contest or ask for a rehearing, as he could have, on the first DCA opinion for clarification because instead, he released a press release of how great this was a victory for the Second Amendment, and then all the stuff started hitting the fan. So now he's trying to come up with solutions, but there are none until they fix the law.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Here's the scary thing is the person with the gun may be a responsible gun owner, but if it's out there in public, somebody can get hold of that real easy who's not responsible.
Chief, thank you. And if there is an issue of whether something is deemed an emergency or not, like the berry pickers, I mean, we consider it an emergency that we need someone to come out.
Yeah, that's, and I believe in this particular incident, I was actually up in Gainesville at a Special Olympics event, and he called my phone. I said, or he actually sent me a text. Luckily, I went to look at it, and I said, oh, no, I'm not even in town. I go, you need to call 911. I think he said in the past he had tried to do that, and it didn't work. I don't know if he tried to do it this time. But all that is a phone call from me to the communications center because these individuals are, like the ones we had yesterday, he had two outstanding warrants from Ohio. Now, they wouldn't extradite him, but those are the people that we're dealing with.
I appreciate that. If you speak with whoever you should speak with. Okay, thank you.
Mayor, I can echo that. I mean, these are typically what most people would call suspicious. There are suspicious people, and that's when you should call 911. Not only that, but if they're on town property, that's theft, as far as I'm concerned. Those are our berries.
Yes.
I mean, we're not going to sell them, but I mean, they're taking stuff from town property. So, yeah, I think either way, that's.
Thank you, Mike. All right, we're down to our final citizen participation with the people who are left. Does anyone wish to comment or speak up to 2 minutes on what we all just talked about? Are we done? No? Nobody? Okay. Then at 9:04, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.